A very good evening to all the brothers and sisters in Christ. So we thank our Heavenly Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for giving this wonderful opportunity to discuss His wonderful words of life. I hope after a long vacation and festival season, you're all back to listen to God's words. So we praise the Lord for it. So today, we're going to study an important you see, a prophecy and a vision that is recorded in the Bible for us. You see, dear brethren, when God created the original man, Adam, He created him in His own image and gave him the dominion of the entire earth. So He made them to be king and queen of this earth. And God said to rule over all the cattle and over all the fowl of the air and over all the animals of the field. Can somebody read Genesis 1:26, if you don't mind? Genesis 1:26, can somebody read?
तपाईँहरूले बाइबलबाटै नेपालीमा पढिदिनु पनि सक्नुहुन्छ है, स्क्रिनमा इङ्ग्लिसमा पढ्दा पनि हुन्छ अथवा बाइबलबाटै नेपालीमा। सिस्टर निता,
अनि परमेश्वरले भन्नुभयो, हामी मानिसलाई हाम्रै स्वरूपमा हाम्रै समानतामा बनाऊ र तिमीहरूले समुद्रका माछाहरूमाथि, आकाशका पन्छीहरूमाथि र घरेलु पशुमाथि, साथै सारा पृथ्वीमाथि र पृथ्वीमा घस्रिरहने हरेक घस्रने जन्तुहरूमाथि अधिकार राखुन्।
Very good, sir. So here we see that God had given him the entire dominion of all the earth. So therefore, if you see, dear brethren, you see, Adam was like a king of this earth. So he was the first emperor and the kingdom which God had established. You see, first it was in Garden of Eden. That is what we read in the book of Psalms also. You see, that you see, man was crowned with glory and honor. And he was made a little bit lower than the angels. So Adam and Eve were the first, you see, king and queen of this earth. And the kingdom was this entire earth. You see, dear brethren, so that was the first kingdom which God had established on this earth. And when God gave the kingdom, you see, to Adam and Eve, He gave it upon a condition, saying that, you see, you shall eat of the fruit of all the trees except of one tree, that is the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And in the day you eat the fruit thereof, you shall surely die. And but Adam and Eve, you see, they violated God's command, they ate the forbidden fruit. And because of that one, sin and its result, death, entered into the world. And Adam, instead of being the king of this world, he became, you see, the servant to sin and servant to all the sinful people. So hence, this is how, you see, the first kingdom which God had established on this world ceased to be a kingdom. So Adam lost his kingdom and he was cast out of the Garden of Eden. You see, therefore, we also read in Genesis 3:17 that cursed is the ground for because of you. You see, for thy sake, and because of thee, cursed is the ground, and thou shall eat of it. You see, therefore, they were cast out of the Garden of Eden into the unfinished earth. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, what happened was that Adam lost his kingship. You see, so Adam, instead of being a king, he became a servant. But you see, after you see many years of creation of Adam, nearly almost 2000 years later, God chose the people of Israel, and through Israel, God had established a typical kingdom in Israel. You see, therefore, when we read in the Bible about the kings of Israel, it says, they sat upon the throne of Jehovah, Almighty God, and ruled. Let us read 1 Chronicles 29 chapter, 23rd verse. 1 Chronicles 29, 23. Can somebody read?
Just कसले पाउनुहुन्छ पढिरहनु है विशाल
ओके विशाल भद्र इज देयर,
प्रिंस,
वेरी गुड. विशाल भद्र, नीता सिस्टर, भद्रा कुमार, गुड.
देन सोलोमन सेट ऑन द थ्रोन ऑफ द लॉर्ड एज किंग इंस्टेड ऑफ डेविड हिज फादर एंड प्रोस्पेरेड एंड ऑल इज़राइल ओबेड हिम.
Very good. So here it says that you see Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord instead of David his father. That means Solomon was a king, you see, and where did he sit to rule? He sat upon the throne of the Lord, not upon the throne of David. Why is it said like that? Because, dear brethren, you see, God has set up a typical kingdom in Israel. And God was the one who was ruling in Israel. But you see, dear brethren, this typical kingdom which God had established in Israel ceased. It stopped to be a kingdom in Israel. You see, there were 21 kings. And when the last king ruled, God prophesied through prophet Ezekiel saying, you see, the days are ended. So let us read Ezekiel 21st chapter, verse 25 to 27. Ezekiel 21st chapter, verse 25 to 27. Who can read?
Okay. It is written like this. And though profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day is coming, when iniquity shall an end, thus saith the Lord's God, remove the diadem, the take off the crown, this the same exalt low and abase high. I will overturn it, and it shall be no until he come whose right it is, and I will give it.
Very good.
Amen.
So, very good, brother. Very good. So you can all read in Nepali also. So not an issue. Okay. So you can read the verses if you're comfortable in Nepali also, or else you can try to read English. Anyway, this verse says, remove the diadem, take off the crown. You see? So, and that means the typical kingdom of God was actually established in Israel. You see, God recognized his kingship. And now God tells, remove that one, remove the diadem, take off the crown. It shall not be the same until, you see, he comes. You see, whose right it is, and God will give the kingdom to him, it seems. Now, who is this person? This is speaking about our Lord Jesus Christ, not about his first advent, about his second advent. So Jesus is the rightful king, and God will give this rightful kingdom to people of to Christ when? At the second advent. Therefore, dear brethren, if you see, after a typical kingdom being seized in Israel, there are a lot of kingdoms that are established in this world. Assyrian Empire, the Egyptian Empire, you see the many empires that are there in this world, but none of this kingdom are the kingdom of our God. These are all the kingdoms, you see, of this world under the prince of this world, the devil. Therefore, dear brethren, you see, today's headlines, what do we read today? The world is getting prepared for the Third World War. You see, that headlines, you know, it is given more than, you see, before nearly 2,500 years before itself, it is recorded in the Bible. 2,500 years before even Jesus came, you see, and that is recorded in the Bible. Where is it given? It is given in the dream which King Nebuchadnezzar saw. King Nebuchadnezzar, you see, was the emperor of Babylon. He was the king of Babylon. And one day, when he was sleeping, he saw a dream, you see. And as he saw the dream, he was much disturbed. And when he wake up early in the morning, he was much worried. And he was very curious to know the meaning of the dream. So hence he called all the astrologers, all the soothsayers, all the wise men of Babylon, and told them to tell the meaning of the dream. For that one, all the wise men, the soothsayers, you see, they told, okay, king, don't worry. Why are you so worried? Please tell us the dream and we will tell the interpretation thereof. But the king said, I have forgotten a dream, so I don't remember the dream. So if anybody has to tell, they have to tell the meaning. But before that one, they have to tell me what actually I saw. So if anybody is telling, you have to tell me what's the dream. And secondly, they have to tell me what is the meaning of the dream. You see, for that one, this wise man, the astrologer, the soothsayer, they'll tell, O king, there's no person who can tell the meaning of such a, you see, dream which cannot be told at all, which is totally forgotten. And you see, there's no king that has ever asked such a thing. And as soon as, you see, this thing is told to the king, he is very wild, becomes very angry, and immediately gives a command saying, kindly, you see, behead all the soothsayers, all the astrologers, all the wise men of, you see, Babylon. And Arioch, you see, the chief of the captain of Nebuchadnezzar's army, he taking the king's commandment, you see, went around to pick up all the wise men to slaughter them. And they came to Daniel also and his friends to, you see, behead them also. And that time, Daniel asked, what is the urgency and what was the, you see, matter that king should give such a command? And Arioch tells everything to Daniel. And Daniel and his friends request one day time that they may, you see, know what is the dream and that they would tell the meaning of the dream. So that night, you see, Daniel and his friends, you see, took one day time and they prayed to the Lord. And that night, you see, as Daniel was sleeping, God clearly revealed the exact dream which King Nebuchadnezzar saw. And you see, early in the morning, Daniel was so happy that he went to the king and told, O king, I am ready and I will tell you what you saw. And not only that one, I'll also tell you the meaning of the dream. So Daniel began to tell, O king, thou art a king of kings. You see, thou art a wonderful and a powerful king. You see, and God has given you the entire dominion of this earth. And as you were sleeping and much worried about what is going to happen after you, what is going to happen in the future and after you, which king shall come and reign, you see, and God has revealed that thing to you through this dream. And as you saw a multi-metallic structure which was made out of four different types of metal, you see, and the head of which was made of gold, see, and the arms and you see, shoulders were made of you see, silver, and the belly and the thighs were made of bronze, the legs were made of iron, and the feet was made of clay. And as you were seeing and appreciating this multi-metallic structure, from afar about mountain, a stone untouched with human hands, you see, came and hit the feet of the image in such a way that the complete structure fell down and the stone began to pound that entire, you see, statue in such a way that it became a fine powder, you see, and a great wind came and blew it away in such a way that there was no clue that there was a, you see, image. And the stone that which hit the, you see, statue, it began to slowly grow into a big mountain such that it covered the entire earth. You see, dear brethren, you see, as soon as Daniel told this dream, the king was happy. he came to know that definitely this person is going to tell the correct and the real meaning of this dream, because he told exactly what king had actually seen without any, you see, anything left out, or without adding anything. And the king was so happy. Then Daniel began to tell the meaning of the dream. What did he tell? Let us read Daniel 2nd chapter, verse 37 and 38. Daniel 2, 37 and 38. Can anybody read, brother?
Though, O king, the king of kings, for the God of heavens hath given thee a kingdom, power and strength and glory, and wherever soever the children of men dwell, the beast of the field and the fowls of the heavens hath he given into thine hand, and hath made thee ruler over them, although this head of gold. Amen.
Very good. So here you see Daniel tells, though, O king, art a king of kings, for the God of heaven had given thee a kingdom, power and strength, and whosoever children of men that dwell, you see, God has given you the power to rule over them, and tells, you are the head of gold. And after you, you see, there shall come another king who shall be inferior to you. Remember, dear brethren, what just now we read the verse, this is exactly the same thing which actually God had told original to Adam. Thou shall rule over all the beasts of the field and the fowls of the air. The same thing, authority was given to King Nebuchadnezzar. Therefore, dear brethren, and it says, after thee shall come a king who shall be inferior to you, and the third king who shall be much more inferior, and the fourth king you shall be still more inferior, but he shall be strong like Aaron, and he shall break down all the other kingdoms and rule on this earth. Read kindly verse 39 and 40, brother. Please, verse 39 and 40.
अनि तपाईपछि तपाई भन्दा कमसल अर्का राज्य खडा हुनेछ, अनि अर्का पित्तलको दोस्रो राज्य खडा हुनेछ, जसले सारा पृथ्वीमाथि राज्य गर्नेछ, अनि चौथो राज्य चाहिँ फलाम जस्तै बलियो हुनेछ, किनकि फलामले टुक्रा टुक्रा पार्दछ र सबै कुराहरू दमन गर्दछ, अनि जसरी फलामले सबै कुराहरू चुर चुर पार्दछ, त्यसरी त्यसले टुक्रा टुक्रा पार्नेछ र चुर चुर पार्नेछ।
Very good, sir. So it tells the fourth king shall break in pieces all the kingdoms, and he shall rule. You see, dear brethren, so here you see Daniel, you see, clearly tells the four different types of metals represents the four different types of kingdom. You see, and after this one, you see what will happen, it seems. Kindly read verse 41 to 43, brother. Please, verse 41 to 43. Brothers, verse 41 to 43, anybody?
हजुरले यसका खुट्टा र औँलाहरू केही माटोले केही फलामले बनेका देख्नु भए झैँ यो विभाजित राज्य हुनेछ, तैपनि यसमा केही मात्रामा फलामको बल हुनेछ। जसरी हजुरले फलाम माटोसित मिसाएको देख्नुभयो, जसरी ती औँलाहरू केही फलाम र केही माटोका थिए, त्यसरी नै यो राज्य केही बलियो र केही सजिलैसित टुक्रिने हुनेछ। र हजुरले फलाम माटोमा मिसाएको देख्नुभए चाहिँ मानिसहरू पनि मिश्रित जाति हुनेछन् र एकतामा रहने छैनन्, जसरी फलाम माटोसित मिल्न सक्दैन।
थ्याङ्क यू ब्रदर। सो इट सेज यु सी एज यु सॉ द फीट अफ आयरन मिक्स्ड विथ क्ले, सिमिलरली द फोर्थ किंगडम शल बी अ मिक्सचर अफ पवर्स। but has the iron doesn't mix with the clay. So similarly, this empire shall be partly, you see, strong and partly brittle. You see, that's what you see. This verse says that these feet, the toes, mixed with iron and clay. Now read, please, verse 44, brother. Verse 44.
यी राजाहरूको समयमा स्वर्गका परमेश्वरले एउटा राज्य खडा गर्नुहुनेछ जुन चाहिँ कहिल्यै नष्ट हुने छैन न त यसको सार्वभौमिकता अरू कुनै जातिको हातमा दिइनेछ यसले यी सबै राज्यहरूलाई चकनाचुर पार्नेछ र अन्त्य गर्नेछ तर यो राज्य चाहिँ सदा सर्वदा रहिरहनेछ
Very good, brother. And the stone which came and hit the statue, Daniel tells that in the days of these kings, the God of heaven shall establish his kingdom, shall destroy all the other kingdoms, and you see, and break in pieces, and it shall stand forever and ever and cover the entire earth. You see, dear brethren. So here Daniel tells the interpretation is true. And as soon as this interpretation is told, King Nebuchadnezzar, you see, is so happy, is filled with joy that immediately falls prostrate, you see, prostrate before Daniel and honors him with all the gift of gold and everything. Dear brethren, what the vision that was shown here in Daniel's second chapter actually represents the four universal empire. The first universal empire is Babylon. The second universal empire is Medo-Persia. The third is Greece. And the fourth is Rome. You see, these are the four universal empire that is represented here with four different types of metal. And is this interpretation correct? Yes, for the Bible, Bible is his own dictionary. The Bible itself clearly tells in verse 38 that you are the golden head. You are the head of gold. Please, anybody read verse 38, brother? Daniel 2:38. Can anybody read? Daniel 2:38.
हजुरको हातमा उहाँले सारा पृथ्वीका मानिसहरू र पशुहरू र आकाशका पंक्षीहरू दिनुभएको छ जहाँ जहाँ उनीहरू बस्छन् उहाँले हजुरलाई उनीहरूमाथि अधिकार गर्न दिनुभएको छ हजुर नै त्यो सुनको टाउको हुनुहुन्छ
Very good. So you are that head of gold. Okay. So here, this verse clearly tells that the first king is Babylonian Empire, King Nebuchadnezzar. That is represented by head of gold. You see, so Babylon ruled from 606 BC to 538 BC. That is represented by the head of gold. The second empire that ruled after Babylon is Medo-Persia. It is represented by two shoulders and two humps. Why two humps means it is two different powers coming together, joining together to rule. That represents the Medians and the Persians both together. So that represents the Medo-Persia Empire. And the third, you see, thighs and belly of brass is the Grecian Empire, which came after the Medo-Persian Empire. And the fourth, the legs of iron represents, you see, the Roman Empire, which ruled after the Greece, you see, ruled. Therefore, dear brethren, if you observe here, the values of metal are decreasing. You see, the value of silver is much less than gold. The value of brass is much less than silver, while iron is cheapest of all the metals. But if you see, the strength is increasing. You see, the silver, iron is much more stronger than gold. So what does this represent? This represents, as the kingdom is going on, the human values are coming down. There is less respect for human beings. But as the kingdom is going, you see, their ferocious rule are getting stronger and stronger. They are violently, you see, ruled on this earth. That's what this represents. Dear brethren, we saw that, you see, feet mixed with iron and clay. What did Daniel say? Verse 44 to 43. It says, यु सी द आइरन शल मिक्स विथ द सीड ऑफ दिस ह्यूमन बीइंग्स द सीड ऑफ मेन. सो वॉट डज इट मीन? यु सी क्ले, यू नो वॉट इज दिस वन? दिस इज द क्ले, यू सी. एंड वॉट इज दिस वन? दिस इज द स्टोन. यस सी डियर ब्रदरन, द स्टोन इज मच सिमिलर टू द क्ले. See, once the clay gets dried, it looks like the stone, but actually it's not the stone. You see, as soon as you hit it, it'll just fall apart. But the stone is not like that. So what does this represent? The clay actually means a duplicate stone, not actually a stone, but like a stone. You see, so stone is there and duplicate stone is there. So what does this mean? Then what does the stone represent in the Bible? In the Bible, stone means the true church. Now, where do we read? 1 Peter 2:5. 1 Peter 2:5. Neeta, sister, can you read? 1 Peter 2:5. Neeta, sister, you there? Neeta, sister, okay. Bisal brother.
Also as lively stones are built up a spiritual house and holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifice acceptable to God by Jesus Christ.
Very good. So you call as a spiritual house, you say living stones. The true church is compared to a stone. So, what is the meaning of duplicate stone, counterfeit stone? That represents the false church. So, clay always in the Bible means the false church. Now, is there a false church? Of course, not all the churches in the world are the true church. There is false church, isn't it? That is what is shown here. You see, the iron represents the Roman Empire. You see, the clay represents, the false church. Now, tell me, which is the false church that mixed with the Roman Empire? That is the Roman Catholic Church. You know, dear brethren, the Catholic, the word Catholic is actually a Latin word. Catholic means universal. That means for the entire world, you see, there is only one church, universal church. You see, that is the meaning of word Catholic. But that church got mixed with the Roman Empire, and it became the Roman Catholic Church. Hence that word Roman Catholic came. Those who live in Rome, the Catholics who live in Rome, they are called Roman Catholic. It's okay. But how come the Catholics living in Nepal, how can they be called as Roman Catholic? They should actually be called Nepal Catholic, no? Why don't they call? Because it is given in the Bible. See Daniel 2nd chapter. Roman Catholic. Dear brethren, you know, dear brethren, even today, actually, this, you see, multi-metallic structure is there. How? Feet had 10 fingers, no? So similarly, in Europe, 10 countries are there. That represents those kingdoms, dear brethren. But as Daniel saw, a stone untouched with human hands came and began to hit that image and pound it into pieces. What that represents? That represents the church being selected from this world. And see, and the stone coming and hitting represents the second coming of Lord Jesus Christ. You see, he has already started to pound the world powers. Therefore, we can see, dear brethren, you see, very, very, very big nations have become powerless. See, Psalms 110 verse 5 and 6. Psalms 110 verse 5 and 6. Badra brother, can you read? Badra brother, can you read Psalms 110, 5 and 6? Okay. Neeta sister. Okay, Bisal brother.
The Lord at the right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his word. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the place with the dead bodies. He shall wound the head over many countries.
You see, he shall boot the wind head. You see, he shall wound the heads over many countries. That is what he is doing now. He is pounding, wounding, breaking into pieces all the superpowers of this world. But what will happen ultimately? Once all this is completely, you see, pounded, make completely powder, what will happen? A wind will come and blow away all these things in the great time of trouble. This earthly empires will completely be, you see, washed away. But then what will happen? You see, this stone will begin to grow and completely cover the entire earth. This represents the universal empire that is going to be established on this earth. That is the Christ kingdom. That is the fifth universal empire, dear brethren. The four universal empire we saw, that was of this world. But the fifth universal empire that is going to be established on this earth is the kingdom of Christ. You see, dear brethren? So, this is about Daniel, second chapter. But the same dream is again shown to Daniel in book of Daniel, seventh chapter. But there it is shown in a different way. It is shown as four different beasts coming out of the sea. Let us read. Neeta sister, please read Daniel 7, chapter 2 and 3. Daniel 7, chapter verse 2 and 3. Anita sister, you are there? Okay. Okay. Bishal brother, please read. I think Bhadra brother also is not able to read.
Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night, and behold, the four winds of the heaven struck upon the great sea, and four great beasts came up from the sea, diverse one from another.
Very good. So four beasts came out of the sea, one different from another. David, then, please kindly read the more details about this one in Daniel 7 chapter later after class. So how was the first beast? The first beast was like a lion. But read verse 4, brother. Bishal brother, please read all the verses yourself. Read verse 4.
The first was like a lion and had eagle wings.
You see, first beast was like a lion. It had eagle's wings. This is the first beast. You see, so we are not going to incomplete detail about this beast. Just we'll glance it, okay? So now, what was the second beast? Read verse 5, brother.
And behold, another beast, a second like to a bear, and it raised up itself on one side, and it had three ribs in the mouth of it between the teeth of it.
You see, it says the second beast was like a bear. One shoulder was up and other shoulder was down. It had three ribs in his mouth. You see, this is the second beast. Now, how is the third beast? Verse 6, brother.
After this, I beheld and to another like a leopard, which had upon the back of its four wings a foal. The beast had also four head, and dominion was given to it.
You see, the third beast was like a leopard, having four heads, having the wings of a foal. You see, Dibutren? So this is the third beast. Now, what about the fourth beast? Read verse 7 and 8, brother.
After this, I saw in the night vision, and behold, the fourth beast, dreadful and terrible and strong exceedingly, and it had a great iron teeth. It devoured and brake in pieces and stamped that residue with feet of it, and it was diverse from all the beasts that were before it, and it had 10 horns. I considered that horn, and behold, there came upon among them another little horn, before whom there were three of the first one plucked up by the roots, and behold, in the throne were eye like the eye of man, and mouth speaking great things.
You see, the fourth beast No name was given. It was given as a terrible beast, ferocious beast. But this one was different from all the other three beasts because they did not have horns on his head. This one had 10 horns, it seems. And as Daniel was seeing, you see, a little horn came in between, because of which three horns were plucked out by the roots. That little horn had eyes of a man and a mouth of a, you see, man speaking pompous words, it seems. Dear brethren, now what is the meaning of this one? What we just now studied in Daniel's second chapter, that is what is exactly given here in Daniel 7 chapter also. You see, there it was given in a multi-metallic structure, but here it is given in a four different types of beast. Both are one and the same, but in a different angle. One is from the God's you see viewpoint, other is from the human beings viewpoint. From God's viewpoint, if you see, all these worldly empires are ferocious, violent, you see, because they made many homeless, you see, and made many of the families to lose their father and children, and spoiled many of their you see lives. This is compared to a beast, ferocious beast. But the same thing when compared to human beings' viewpoint, it is very glorious today. Even the you see, as history is read, human beings speaks very great about these pompous rulers. You see, who ruled magnificently about Caesars, about the Napoleon Bonaparte's, you see, about Alexander Great. Dear brethren, but it is ferocious in the sight of God. But Daniel's second chapter is equal to seventh chapter. See, it's very clear and very easy. See, here it is shown as head of gold. But the same thing in Daniel 7 chapter, the Babylon Emperor is shown as a lion. Why lion? Because lion means what? King of the? What do you mean by lion? Tell me. King of what?
Jungle.
Very good. You see, king of jungle. That means Babylonian Empire was the king of the entire world. The second, you see, the hands and the shoulders of silver. You see, that's the Medo-Persian Empire. That is represented by the bear. One shoulder up, one shoulder down. What does it mean? That means one king was powerful than the other. The Persians were more powerful than the Medians. Both joined together and ruled. Why it is compared to a beast? Because, you see, if a beast, you see, decides to catch hold of something, they can't escape at all. You see, if you go on top of the mountain, beast will come there. You see, sorry, bear will come there. If you climb the tree, the bear will climb there also. If you jump inside the river, the bear will come there also. The only way to escape from the bear is to lie dead. That is how the Medo-Persians attacked their enemies. And the third empire was, you see, the Grecian Empire. You see, that is compared to what? You see, the leopard having four heads, you see, and wings of a fowl. You know what is the meaning of leopard? The fastest land animal is the leopard. You see, first of all, leopard is fast. If you give wings for it is super fast. That represents Alexander Great. You just in an age of 23 years, he conquered the whole world. Imagine at 23 years, we'll be studying in college, searching for jobs. But Alexander Great had conquered the entire world, dear friend. You see? And you see, he was so fast. At the age of 32, he left the world. He died at the age of 32. You see, and the four heads represent the four, you see, army generals of his, you see, army. And iron legs represents the Roman Empire. That Roman Empire is represented by the beast having 10 horns. You see, there the iron was mixed with clay, but here it is clearly shown as a 10 horns upon the head. You see, we saw no, the 10 feet, for the feet, 10 fingers were there. That represents the 10, you see, countries of Europe today. You see, now what does Daniel say? Let us read verse 24. Daniel 7:24. Binod brother, hope if your network is good, can you read Daniel 7:24?
I will read now. And the 10 horns out of this kingdom, 10 kings shall rise and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings.
Very good. You see, the 10 horns are the 10 kings. You see, clearly now. So 10 kings, a little horn coming and the three horns falling down. Three kings will be subdued, you see, to give way for a king. You see, now what is the meaning of that little horn, which had eyes of a man and a mouth speaking pompous words? You see, that is given to us, you see, in verse 25. That represents the papacy system. You see, let us read, you see, verse 25. You see what happened? The three horns were plucked away by the roots, giving way for this little horn. That represents, you know, the three kings, the three, you see, empires were destroyed. Those are Heruli, Eastern Exarchate, and Ostrogoths were completely rooted to give way for this papacy to rule. You see, what is the meaning of papacy? The other name given for Roman Catholic Church is papacy. Okay? Now read Daniel 7th chapter, you see, verse 8. What happened to that little horn? Read, brother, Daniel 7, 8, please.
चिन्हहरूका बारेमा विचार गर्दै थिए, मेरो अघि एउटा सानो सिंह थियो जुन चाहिँ तिनीहरू मध्येबाट उम्रेको थियो, र पहिलेका सिंहहरू मध्ये तीन वटा चाहिँ त्यसका सामु जरै समेत उखिलिए, मानिसका आँखा जस्तै त्यस सिंहका आँखा थिए, र अहंकारी कुरा गर्ने त्यसका मुख थियो।
Eyes of a man speaking great things against whom? Against God itself, this seems to be. This represents the false doctrine and the claims of the papacy. You see, speaking against the Most High. You see, you know, what did the Roman Catholic claim? Even today, they claim that, you see, Vatican is the holy ground. You see, that is the holy see. You see, and Jesus gave two keys of heaven and hell to the first Pope Peter. And that key, today, even today, you see, Pope is carrying, you see, the two golden keys next to him. He claims that those are the keys of heaven and hell. So whomever they want, they can send to hell or heaven and confess all their sins to the Father. What will happen? All the sins shall be forgiven, you see, and take indulgences. What do you mean by indulgences? For all your past sin, if you pay amount, your sins will be forgiven. You see, your ancestors who are suffering in hell, they will be transferred to heaven, it seems. During those days, the Bible was in dead language. Bible was not allowed to be read or translated. Anybody translating the Bible, they were burned at stake. They were, you see, brought to the street, in between the street, in front of everybody. The Bible was there only. Along with the Bible, they used to burn them alive. But the people should fear and never test the Bible. They used to do rosary, keep on chanting the same thing, repeating the same thing. You see, they would claim that these are the things of God, the pompous things they spoke. But all these things ended, you know, when Napoleon Bonaparte arrested Pope Pius VI. You see, and he made him, you see, to be completely paraded in the entire France. He, you see, took both his hands and cuffed it back of him, and he was made to parade all over the France. Until then, the Pope used to claim that in my left hand there are curses. But just to do my hand, wave my hand like this, you'll all go to hell. In my right hand there are blessings. If I just wave my hand, all the blessings will come. So people used to very fear to speak against the Pope. Napoleon Bonaparte arrested in front of everybody, cuffed his hand and made him to parade all over France. Everybody knew that what all Pope claimed was false. So there ended the rule of papacy. You see, therefore, dear brethren, you say, even today, that, you see, that, you see, what do you say, that European is there, the Huns are there, you see, because 10 different nations of Europe, But what is the judgment that is given there? In Daniel 2nd chapter, we saw a stone came and eating the, you see, structure. But here, it is clearly given. Daniel 7th chapter, verse 11. Daniel 7th chapter, verse 11 and verse 26, brother. Please.
तब यो सिंह बाहिरिएको अहंकारीपूर्ण शब्दहरूको कारणले गर्दा मैले त्यसलाई हेर्दै रहे, त्यो पशु मारिएर त्यसका शरीर नष्ट पारी आगोको ज्वालामा फ्याँकिएसम्म मैले हेर्दै रहे।
Now what is the meaning of this one? The beast was thrown to the fire. Which is hell fire. Read verse 26.
तर अदालत बस्ने छ र त्यसका अधिकार खोसिने छ र सदाको निम्ति पूर्ण रूपले नाश गरिने छ।
Okay, it means that the power is taken from them. The dominion is removed and they are destroyed unto the end. That's what it means. Not the thrown to the fire means they will be tortured in hell. That shows the destruction of this empire. As we saw, the stone came and it pounded it. You see, destroy all these worldly empires. So similarly, this system will be totally destroyed. But in Daniel 2nd chapter, what would you see? The stone came and hit. It began to grow into a big mountain. That represents Christ's kingdom, we saw now. But here, in Daniel 7th chapter, that is more clearly given to us, dear brethren. Read verse 13 and 14. Daniel 7th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Neeta sister or Binod brother, can anybody read? Are you there online?
राति मैले मेरो दर्शनमा हेरे र त्यहाँ मेरो सामु आकाशका बादलका साथ आइरहनु भएको एकजना मानिसको पुत्र जस्तै हुनुहुन्थ्यो। उहाँ ती अति प्राचीन कहाँ आउनुभयो र उहाँकै सामु उपस्थित गराइरहनुभयो। उहाँलाई अधिकार, महिमा र सार्वभौमिक शक्ति दियो र हरेक भाषा बोल्ने सबै मानिसहरू र जातिहरूले उहाँको आराधना गरे। उहाँको प्रभुत्व अन्तसम्म रहने प्रभुत्व छ, जुन चाहिँ कहिल्यै टल्ने छैन, र उहाँको राज्य त्यो हो जुन कहिल्यै नष्ट हुने छैन।
Here, the kingdom is given to whom? One like unto the Son of Man. It is given to one like Jesus. That clearly shows that the next kingdom, which is going to be established on this earth, is going to be the kingdom of Jesus Christ. You see? But is it only Jesus Christ is going to rule? No. Read verse 27, brother. Nita, sister, please read verse 27.
नेपालीमै पढ्दिनु भयो पनि हुन्छ।
नेपाल नेपाल ओके ओके नेपाली प्लिज रिड।
अनि राज्य प्रभुत्व र समर्पण आकाशमणिका राज्यहरूको महानता परम प्रधानको पवित्र जनहरूको जातिलाई दिइनेछ। उहाँको राज्य एउटा अनन्त राज्य हो अनि सबै प्रभुत्वहरूले उहाँको सेवा गर्नेछन् र उहाँको आज्ञा पालन गर्नेछन्।
यु सी whom we should be given not only to Jesus but His saints, you see, His people, it is the church who is going to rule with Jesus Christ, dear brethren, on this earth for 1,000 years. Therefore, dear brethren, Daniel 2nd chapter is parallel to Daniel 7th chapter. The kingdom that is next going to be established on the earth is the kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, what did Jesus taught us to pray? What did Jesus taught us to pray? What is the prayer of our Lord Jesus Christ? You see, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is done in heaven. You see, thy kingdom come, let Christ's kingdom, let God's kingdom come on earth. Not that we'll pack up everything here and go to heaven. You see, but let his kingdom come on earth. As God's will is done in heaven, that has to be done on earth. You see, dear brethren, clearly now, you see, that's what is shown in Daniel 2nd chapter, 7th chapter. You see, God's kingdom on earth. Read in Nepali, please. Matthew 6:10. Anybody? Matthew 6:10 in Nepali.
मत्ती छ को दस पढ्दिनु कसैले। तर तिमीहरू चाहिँ यस किसिमले प्रार्थना गर,
हे हाम्रा पिता जो स्वर्गमा हुनुहुन्छ, तपाईँको नाउँ पवित्र होस्, तपाईँको राज्य होस्, तपाईँको इच्छा स्वर्गमा जस्तो त्यस्तै पृथ्वीमा पूरा होस्।
तपाईँको राज्य आवोस्, इजन्ट इट? लेट दाइ किङडम कम, आवोस मिन्स वाट? कम हियर, नॉट दैट वी गो देयर। यू सी डियर ब्रदर, दिस इज द किंगडम विच जीसस स्पोक एवरीवेयर। दिस इज द गॉस्पल ऑफ द किंगडम विच ही प्रीच एवरीवेयर। रीड लूक 4:43। लूक 4:43।
तर उहाँले तिनीहरूलाई भन्नुभयो, मैले परमेश्वरका राज्यको सुसमाचार अरू सहरहरूमा पनि सुनाउनै पर्छ, किनकि म यसैको निम्ति पठाइएको हुँ।
Jesus preached this kingdom. He told, I must go to all the places and preach this kingdom. Dear brethren, how much have we been hearing about this kingdom which Jesus preached everywhere? As has or is this kingdom news being preached everywhere? Therefore, dear brethren, this is about Daniel 2nd chapter and 7th chapter. You see, please, we'll be sharing the YouTube link and the notes. Go through it. Please subscribe to this channel. Please inform to all your friends, Christian friends and relatives. Let them all get these blessings of hearing the news of the kingdom. If anybody has got any doubts, any questions, they can ask. Anybody, any questions, any doubts?
तपाईँहरूमध्ये कसैसँग केही प्रश्न छ? डानियल 2 र 7 अध्यायमा भएको घटनाहरू एउटै कुराको बारेमा हो, 5 वटा राज्यको बारेमा हो, तर एउटा नबुकदनेस्सरले देखे, एउटा डानियलले देखे। नबुकदनेस्सरले देखेको सपना एउटा दृष्टिकोणबाट हो भने डानियलले देखेको सपना त्यही कुरालाई अर्को दृष्टिकोणबाट देखेका हुन्। केही छ भने तपाईँले सोध्न सक्नुहुन्छ। तपाईँले यति निचोडमा बुझ्नुहोस् कि साम्राज्य चाहिँ संसारमा 5 वटा हुन्छ। पाँचौँ साम्राज्य चाहिँ क्रिस्टको 1000 वर्षको राज्य हो। बस यति बुझ्नु होला। अरू केही छ तपाईँहरूले सोध्नुपर्ने, सोध्न नबुझ्नु भएको केही छ? विनोद सर,
सर त्यस्तो केही छैन सर, एकदमै राम्रो लाग्यो यो क्लासमा पनि धेरै कुराहरू बुझ्न पाएँ। यो खासमा यो राज्यसम्मको कुरा गर्दै गर्दाखेरि अहिले हाम्रो वरिपरि भइरहेको परिवेशले नै बुझ्न सकिँदो रहेछ। अस्तिसम्म कथा जस्तै लागिरहेको थियो तर अब चाहिँ रहस्यका कुराहरू जस्तो लागिरहेछ। एकदमै राम्रो लाग्यो सर।
फेरि तपाईँहरूले यो बुझ्नु भएन कि 5 औँ राज्य स्थापित भइसकेको छ भनेर चाहिँ बुझ्नु भएन। अहिले पनि होली रोमन एम्पायर केही हदसम्म व्याप्त नै छ, होइन? हुने अब आउने चाहिँ 5 औँ साम्राज्य, पृथ्वीभरि हुने साम्राज्य चाहिँ त्यसको 1000 वर्षको राज्य हो। यो कुरा
What's
चाहिँ
his
बुझ्नु
question,
पऱ्यो
brother?
है। सरी,
What's his question, brother?
Actually, he is making a statement that he likes these classes.
Okay.
विशाल केही छ?
त्यस्तो त केही छैन दाइ, सबै कुरा क्लियर रहेछ। म एकचोटि सेल्फ स्टडी पनि गर्छु अनि अर्को हप्ता केही क्वेसन छ भने सोध्छु म। गुड।
ओके, सिस्टर नीता केही छ?
छैन।
यता भद्र सर केही छ?
केही छैन त, सबै ठिकै छ सर।
ल, विशेष गरी अब तपाईँहरूलाई यही मौकामा मैले तपाईँलाई छोटो जानकारी पनि राख्न चाहेँ। अब हाम्रो भद्र सर तपाईँहरूलाई थाहा छ, पहिलेदेखि नै जोइन गरिराख्नु भएको हो। कति साथीहरूले, विनोद सरहरूले भद्र सरलाई चिन्नु पनि भएको छ होला, अनलाइनमा पहिले सँगै क्लास लिनु भएको हो। उहाँको अवस्था तपाईँहरूले कतिले जानकारी पाउनु भएको छ? उहाँको चाहिँ आफ्नो अङ्कल र आफ्नै बहिनी दुवैजना चाहिँ किडनीको बिरामी हुनुहुन्छ। किडनी दुवैको किडनी चाहिँ फेल भएर तपाईँको उपचार गराउने गराउँदै हुनुहुन्छ उहाँहरूले। अहिले चाहिँ
है सर,
कोलपुरमै हुनुहुन्छ। हजुर,
यो बहिनीको चाहिँ दुवै किडनी फेल भएको, अङ्कल चाहिँ प्यारालाइसिस। अङ्कल चाहिँ
सरी सरी, अङ्कल चाहिँ प्यारालाइसिस है, अङ्कल चाहिँ
हजुर
प्यारालाइसिस, अनि बहिनीको चाहिँ दुइटै किडनी हो कि? अब एउटा मात्रै किडनी होइन, दुइटै किडनी फेल भएको छ। त्यो कारणले गर्दा उहाँले अब नेपालको चाहिँ अब धेरै ठाउँमा, काठमाडौँमा, अब आफ्नो आफ्नै घरमा पनि सहयोगको लागि
ओके, नो
भनिराख्नु
क्वेश्चन
भएको छ।
सर।
प्लिज वेट फर अ वाइल ब्रदर,
ओके
विल एन्ड अप दिस क्लास। तपाईँहरूलाई पनि अब कसैलाई त्यस्तो चाहिँ इच्छा छ भने अब हाम्रो ग्रुपमा हुनुहुन्छ, उहाँलाई वाट्सएपमा सम्पर्क गर्नु होला है त। कसैसँग सहयोग गर्ने इच्छा छ भने उहाँलाई सहयोग गर्न सक्नुहुन्छ। आउनुहोस् हामी अन्तिम प्रार्थना गरेर बिदाबारी हुनेछ। ओके ब्रदर,
ओके, लास्ट प्रेयर विल डू।
लास्ट प्रेयर। हाम्रो विशाल विशाल क्यान यु डु अ क्लोजिङ प्रेयर?
ओके, हुन्छ हुन्छ, हामी प्रार्थना गर्नेछौँ यो समय। प्रभु तपाईँ महान परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ, अनि आज हामीले प्रभु नयाँ कुराहरू प्रभु सिक्न पाएका छौँ परमेश्वर, अनि तपाईँको वचनको प्रकाश प्रभु हामीलाई दिँदै हुनुहुन्छ, अनि अझै गहिरो रूपमा बुझ्न तपाईँले हामीलाई सहायता गरिदिनुहोस्। अनि हामी विद्यार्थीलाई तपाईँको हातमा राख्दछौँ, अनि हामी जति विषयहरू प्रभु सुनेका छौँ, तपाईँ सबै कुरा जान्ने परमेश्वर, तपाईँ निको पार्ने परमेश्वर हुनुहुन्छ, अनि हाम्रो सबैको परिवारसँग हुनुहोस् परमेश्वर, अनि हामीलाई सिकाउने सरलाई पनि तपाईँको हातमा राख्दछु, अनि हाम्रो आशिष दालाई पनि हजुरको हातमा राख्दछु प्रभु। अर्को हप्ता हामी नभेटौँ जेलसम्म तपाईँ हामीसँग हुनुहोस्। अझै प्रभु दैनिक रूपमा बाइबल पढ्नु छ हामी परमेश्वर, अनि अझै गहिरो गहिराएर गुप्त कुरा तपाईँले हामीलाई सिकाउनुहोस् प्यारो प्रभु श्री कृष्णको नाममा। आमेन।
आमेन, आमेन, थ्याङ्क यू।